Massachusetts, California, Timbuktu, by Stephanie Rosenfeld, read by Jen Taylor. Disc 1.
The Year of the Cat. It wasn't really the Year of the Cat. That was just a stupid song on All Oldies All the Time, Mom liked to go around singing, even though she didn't know any of the words except for that one line. The Year of the Cat, she'd blurt out in a half-talking, half-singing voice, and you'd wait for her to connect it to something, a thought, or a reason, or another piece of the song, but she'd just go back to what she was doing. She got Rona doing it, too, and sometimes the two of them would sing it to each other, 100 times a day, wiggling their eyebrows and hunching their shoulders like two aliens telling each other a fascinating fact in the language of their planet. Mom had gotten Rona a cat. That was why she'd originally started saying, "The Year of the Cat." Every time the cat walked by, she'd bend down and look it in the eye and say it. Sometimes she'd make a claw in the air with her hand, and the cat would flinch and jump sideways. I felt sorry for the cat, because I could tell it was losing its mind. But Mom, of course, didn't seem to notice. Mom's noticing was weird. Mom noticed everything, actually. She just noticed things in kind of an abnormal way. "Did you see that woman's checkbook?" she might say in the grocery store. "It was made of very fine leather. She probably got it in Europe. She's probably from Europe. Her facial structure was very aristocratic. Did you notice Christopher Billings lit his cigarette with House of Tibet matches? I wonder if he's interested in Eastern culture and religion. His clothes smell like incense. I'll bet he's a..."